Yo, son. What's going on, everybody? Let me stop playing. Welcome to another episode of New Guy, You Stuff with your host, Justin. Please make sure to follow the podcast, Twitter, at New Guy, You Stuff. That's all one word, no commas or anything. Then the email, newguyyoustuff@gmail.com. Please send your questions, feedback, positive experiences, concern, scorn, anything you got, I want it. Please send it to the email and leave a review of the podcast with or send your questions using feedback for whatever platform you listen to this on. We are definitely on Spotify, Overcast, I think a couple more places. It's taking a while to get into iTunes, but hopefully iTunes soon. I want to hear from you. This special edition of New Guy, You Stuff, I wanted to take some time to talk to all my Amazon Prime Day shoppers. That's right. If you're shopping on July 15th, I believe, through 16th on Amazon, they have a holiday they made up called Amazon Prime Day. And if you're not familiar with Prime Day, it's basically 36 hours of random sales and deep discounts on Amazon equipment and random gadgets and tech and blah 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 around the house. This was started, I think, on Amazon's 20th anniversary about 5-6 whatever years ago, and they've made it an annual sale every day. Every year afterwards on the same day, July 15th. So I know I'm not out here to judge you. I'm not here to stop you from shopping on Amazon. It's your money, do your thing. I just want to give you some advice based on my experience with shopping on Amazon and Amazon Prime Day and just some things to consider. Again, it's your money, not here to judge you, but here's just my thoughts. For one, let's start with the products. Generally, Amazon Prime Day is best for getting the deep discounts on Amazon equipment that you might have been coveting for a while. The equipment ranges anywhere from listening devices like the Echo Dots and Amazon speaker to the Amazon Kindle tablets, all the way up to their TVs and other smart home tech that they offer. Amazon has dozens of products where they have their Fire platform, but their Fire like OS installed. So there's TVs, there's definitely the Kindles, they're one of their big things. The Echo Dot, the listening devices, the Recast for watching TV and recording TV, kind of like a DVR and other things. So I would say in terms of Prime Days in general, the main thing you're really looking for is Amazon equipment. Of course, they'll have other stuff on sale you can look at too, but going by name brand, it's mainly a lot of second tier or off-brand things that are on sale. Now, there's definitely some high quality brands on sale, but if you've shopped on Amazon before, you generally know that the main things that they push are Amazon products and random things that look like they're made in China but are being shipped out of Idaho. Not exactly, you know, top tier shopping all the time. Although they do have high quality brands. I know they have some stuff generally by like Samsung or SanDisk on sale every year if you're looking at tech items. Insignia, Roku, stuff like that. Just a lot of solid brands you might be familiar with, but a lot of the time, just when you're on Amazon, when you do a search, unless you're searching for a very specific brand, you'll get a lot of random or seemingly random products by seemingly random brands. So one thing I would say is shop for the brands that you want. Like if you already have something in mind you wanted to get, like an Amazon device, go ahead and get that if you're interested. Just one of the better days outside of, I believe, Black Friday, where they offer those kind of discounts on their products. Outside of that, just be careful. Usually the other sales are going to be for things that you might be interested in, but again, not familiar with the brand. So my next thing that I recommend is always check out the reviews. And when I say look at the Amazon reviews, don't just stop at the first one or two. Scroll down that page, and if you're really not sure about the product, click on. One thing I always do is check out the one-star reviews and see if there's any consistent theme that might have been developed. Excuse me, or issue people might have shared. Like, if I'm buying a computer and it's 100 reviews and 10 are one stars, that's alarming. So I'm going to go check out the one stars. Maybe that computer, the main issue is that, you know, sometimes you got to move the screen or something because there's a glare. Something minor like that. Not a big deal. But if there's an instance where I'm looking for a computer, I go for the one-star reviews, and they all say that the battery explodes or the screen hardware goes out way too early, like some Toshibas are known for. So that's something that's going to be a cause for concern. That's something that might make me want to reevaluate if I actually want to get this item. Because although something is on sale, what good is a sale or what good is a product if it's not going to last you that long? If you think about it this way, if you're paying $500 for a laptop, think about it like you're renting a laptop for $1 a day. If that's how much you want to spend to a laptop and it lasts you at least $500 worth for 500 days, that's great because you got your money's worth that way. But one thing I like to do is figure out how much or how many days is something that I'm paying for worth to me, like a shirt. I'll get a shirt for like $10. And if you think about it, like $1 a day that I'm renting a shirt, more or less, if I get 10 good wears out of it after washes, I got my money's worth. If I get 20 good wears, then it's 50 cents a day that I would have paid for a shirt. If I get 40 good wears, you know what I mean? It's a quarter a day. And as little as we might pay for, it may seem like we pay for like subscriptions and stuff. That's just one other way to look at how to shop, is pricing out how long it lasts generally, and dividing how many days has lasted you or uses has lasted you by the amount you paid for it. That's just something I like to consider that I recommend for you too. But back to what I'm saying, in terms of brands you're not sure about, products you're not sure about, just read the reviews. Do your due diligence. As I mentioned before, it's useful for secondhand shopping, but it's also useful for firsthand shopping for like second or third hand brands, for lack of better terms. One other thing to consider is, now let me preface this, actually, well, not even preface, let me just mention that I have bought stuff on Amazon Prime Day before. I haven't been like the hugest Amazon fan. Mainly I used Amazon in the past for shoes because I have fairly wide feet and they have a decent selection of 4E shoes and I wear 4E. So if I'm able to find something with good reviews but people have similar issues with me, then I'm going to get that product. And Amazon really does that well for me, where a lot of people are just willing to give their feedback and stuff, and you can see where other people's profiles might align with your own. That's something I enjoy when looking at reviews for products, but especially for my feet, because my feet are important. That being said, there are, for Amazon Prime Day, I guess, competing offers from different stores or companies and websites. I know eBay is having an anti-Prime Day or anti-crash day around the sale at around the same time, which is essentially their version of Amazon Prime Day. It's supposed to last at least the same 24 to 36 hours that Amazon Prime Day is. The whole thing started from last year, where so many people were on Amazon's website in 2018 for the Prime Day that it crashed for a while. So a lot of people took all that money and flocked over to eBay and other websites. And eBay is just trying to set it up better this year by mocking the issue from Amazon last year into their own marketing to get some of those dollars. Now, I'm not necessarily going to be buying stuff from either one. One, because this is a made-up holiday. I don't need to spend my money, per se. And then two, most of the items are going to be brand new. And I'm not looking for anything right now anyway. Just got my furniture and stuff in the house, so I'm rocking with that right now. And I'm going to save up my little pennies for the next time I need to get something secondhand or sometimes firsthand, you know? But the focus of this is secondhand. Sorry for the tangents. So, again, eBay is going to have alternatives for you to look at. There's going to be stuff, I believe, from Target and a few other websites, which if you want to look them up, you can. Just know that there's going to be other options out there for you. If you want to spend your money and Amazon just doesn't have that selection for you. But it's got to be spent by midnight. Otherwise, it'll, I don't know, the dollar will turn back into a slipper. Or whatever happened with Cinderella. It'll turn back into a pumpkin. Fun stuff. What an analogy. Last thing I will say is, if you are going to spend money on Prime Day, you already have some stuff in mind, ready in the cart just to purchase. There are a few benefits that you might want to check out for Amazon Prime. Some of these you might have already used if you've been an Amazon Prime member. And then other ones, if you haven't signed up yet but were thinking about it just to buy stuff, these are some things to keep in mind. So I'm on Amazon.com/B, and it's just telling you the basics of Prime Day. If you scroll down a page towards the bottom where it says, oh, and the extra savings, there's four ways to save some money. If you're going to do your shopping. So the first way is you get a $10 Amazon credit when you sign into the Amazon app for the first time, and another $10 Amazon credit after your first in-app purchase. So if you're going to do Prime Day shopping and you haven't used the app before, whether you're a Prime member or not already, download it if you plan on shopping. And because you have to be a Prime member to shop on Prime Day, that's why it's called Prime Day. But if you're going to be doing the shopping and you haven't used the app before, or you haven't purchased on the app before, dog, that's easily $10 to $20 right there that you're not necessarily getting back, but you're getting on top of. So, of course, with these kind of things, it's not like if you spend $50 and they're giving you a $10 credit for signing in, that'll come out. So that'll drop whatever you're spending down to $40. But they give you a $10 credit after your in-purchase. You're going to have spent $40 and then have another $10 on Amazon to use. That's not bad if you're dead set on doing it. Two, you can install the Amazon Assistant to receive desktop notifications on deals you're watching and get $10 off your next order of $50 or more. That's for people that have a computer. I know a lot of people don't actually shop on their computers like that. I tend to use it for Amazon just because of the way the layout is. It's not perfectly set up for mobile in their app or on their mobile website. So if you have installation permissions on your computer, like your work, for example, isn't, you know, blocking you from installing stuff because their IT division is snooty, go ahead and download the Amazon Assistant. If you already have an Amazon product, you know they're listening to you anyway, so who gives a damn? Download it, install it, and get $10 off that purchase. So if you combine those two deals, there's somewhere around $30 in savings / credits you can get. Not so bad. The third savings offer you can try is you earn a $10 bonus when you reload $100 or more to your Amazon gift card balance for the first time. So that is another potential $10 credit you can get. And I'll skip to the last one and make a recommendation. So the last savings is you can spend $10 at Whole Foods, either in store or in Prime Now, between, well, up to July 16th, and you get $10 off for Prime Day. So all in all, it's about up to 50, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, up to $50 in credits / discounts you can get. My recommendation would be you go to Whole Foods, spend your $10 at Whole Foods, or spend $10 or more at Whole Foods and get your $10 credit for Amazon Prime Day. Then I would go ahead and download that Amazon Assistant app, get that $10. Third, I would sign it to the app, get that $10, purchase, and then I would, if you're going to shop on Amazon further, go ahead and purchase the gift card on the app and that should, I believe, activate all $50 of credits slash discounts. Oh, I'm sorry. So the Amazon assistant one, you do have to watch certain deals to get that credit, whatever that means. I don't know how you watch a deal on Amazon, but if you know how to do that or you have the time to figure it out, please do. Anyway, you buy the card on through the app. Hopefully you can watch it so you can get the credit for it, and then that should activate all 50. In terms of products to get, I've only used, again, Prime Day once before. It was for last year. I got the Kindle Fire HD 8. It's a nice little device that after a little while, about a month after Prime Day, I paid 50 for it because it was on sale for 50. I sold it for 60 on eBay and kept it moving. Pretty much broke even once you include shipping and stuff. So just something to think about. I wouldn't say flipping Amazon devices are going to get any better, mainly because they're kind of flooding. They've kind of overflooded their market with their cheap devices, and the improvements year over year are very negligible at times. And the products, let's be honest, are just cheap. The Kindle Fire HD7 and some of the, if you look at their other products, maybe like some of their TVs and things like that, usually the lower tier models, the weakest hardware in it, and they might work depending on you, but usually the better investment is in, of course, the more expensive models. That being said, the Kindle that they have on sale tomorrow, I'm pretty sure you can find it for a similar price on eBay used. Maybe you don't want to buy used, it's cool. I'm not saying you have to, but just know that even though there's sales today, or excuse me, for Amazon Prime Day, that generally you can get those same products year round. If you don't want to buy it today or don't have the money to buy it for Prime Day, you can just buy it later. Secondhand again. And I'm advocating secondhand because that's what this podcast is about. So all that being said, I hope you feel like you are ready to do your Amazon Prime Day shopping. If that's what you plan to do, do you plan on just going to work on Monday and going home and pretending Amazon doesn't have a website for to the next time you actually need it? Do that too. I don't blame you because that's what I'll be doing. Excuse the sniffles. But all that being said, thank you again for listening. This has been another episode of New Guy You Stuff. It's your boy Justin. Please reach out to me. Questions, feedback, scorn, all the other lovely stuff at New Guy You Stuff on Twitter. Or you can reach at me at the email newguyustuff@gmail.com. And also, please do your feedback. 5-star ratings, preferably, on whatever platform you're listening to, whether you love it or hate it. Please let me know why if you're going to do it, though. Especially for the hate. I'll take it, but only if it's, preferably it's constructive hate and not necessarily just hate for the sake of hating. You know the rap game today. All right. Again, this has been Justin. Appreciate you for listening. Have a good one. Take care. Until next time.